afternoon, everybody. It's a lovely Michelle Phillips one saying. It's a gray day or something like that. So no, I don't think he said this. And the sky is gray. That's it. And the sky is gray. So we are California dreaming here. Thursday afternoon. Like a good boy, I did wish my mother happy birthday on the phone today, so I've done my what a Son of the Year award coming up, I guess, for them. And again, I want to welcome all the various interested parties out there in the audience. I'm glad to see all of our members are here around the table, staff members included. We have an auxiliary gallery up here to our left, and purple seems to be one of the winning colors here of the day. So. Yes, right, the Lakers are, as they beat the Clippers, that's good. It's probably a new rival. Hopefully the Warrior fans are taking that under note there. So, on the way up, I listened to, I think, the unsurpassed, unmatched, and even unapproached congeniality of Schubert's octet. So, I'm in a congenial mood here, ladies and gentlemen. I was asked on TV, what am I predicting? I'm an optimist, so I'm predicting a victory today, and I'm predicting a victory in November. So again, I'm hoping we're all thinking on the positive side of things here today, not a way to torpedo this measure, not a way to sabotage it, not a way to go back and look at yourself in the mirror tonight about, oh, I came out against this publicly already. But we should hopefully be looking at the overall needs of Alameda County transportation, which are multiple and in numerous areas. And again, I want to need everybody to be thinking again, as I've said since the very beginning of this process, recognize victory when it is in front of your face. And I think we have victories for everybody in front of our faces today. That means transit of all types, whether it's paratransit, buses, rail, BART, the cycling, pedestrian interests certainly have something in there for them. Local streets and roads are getting prominence. Highways have some activity in here also. Some innovative programs in technology, still something for TOD. So I think we're presenting the voters of Alameda County a spectrum of transportation improvements. And this isn't anybody's particular measure. This isn't Mark Green's measure. It isn't Scott Haggerty's. It isn't Olden Henson's. It isn't Chris Worthington's. It isn't Tom Laylock's. It isn't Rebecca's. It isn't Jennifer's. It isn't Ruth's. It isn't Suzanne's. It isn't even Johnny, who has been here for one meeting now. It isn't the stamps. It isn't anybody's. And yet, I do think that I can say this honestly, that everybody's fingerprint is on here one way or another. And it needs to be on there. Because otherwise we wouldn't be able to go out across the entire expanse of Alameda County telling voters that they have something in there that they can benefit from directly. So I commend my fellow commissioners to this point on what I think has been a process of getting us right here at the precipice to move forward with a strong program. And I'm hoping everybody keeps their eye on the ball here. What we need to do is get something approved here at the steering committee, approved at the commission level, and then winning in November. And as I said before, it doesn't matter to me if it's 66.7 or 99.9, it all ends up in the same column. It's called a W. Just like the Giants have to beat the 49ers last week. It was a W. It doesn't matter how it happened. Guys fumbling punt returns, doesn't make any difference. They won. So, we're moving on. So, with that, we'll go to Supervisor Haggerty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to make any political comment right now, but it dawned on me as I was sitting here that this agency right now has been going through a merger of the CMA, which has in sales tax authority, saving the taxpayers significant amounts of money, somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 million. The staff have been doing that. They've been working on that. You know, as I look through our agenda, staff has been working on this, and staff has been working on this. I really think it's time we thank our staff. I think you guys have done a great job. And to do this while you're still trying to merge an agency is really unbelievable work. And Art, you you certainly get some credit, but really the staff that you've assembled to help you do this kind of work is just outstanding, and I think that you're owed a round of applause.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. It is a testament your leadership has taken us to this point, and so I want to thank you as well.
All right, we're going to go to public comment. This is for items which are not on the agenda. Seeing no one. Art, I know there was some question earlier. I had an email about it. One member of the audience, could you talk about the noticing and the overlap of our meeting with the commission meeting? Zach, you want to handle that one?
Sure. This is a properly noticed meeting under the Brown Act. The number of members of the steering committee now do comprise a quorum of the board. Nothing prohibits that. This body has been meeting publicly with notice, with agendas sent out. You are in proper order. You are entitled to proceed. I would add that all you are doing is recommending to the board. None of your actions have final effect unless and until the board approves them, as the board will consider doing later this afternoon.
Thank you. Item three is approval of the minutes, December 1st. Any motion on that? As I move my old, and I get timed early seconds. I saw that hand first, so that was approved, but they had no dissenting votes. Move on to item four, which is the update on the CWTP and the TEP activity since the last meeting. There have been numerous ones, so I know we have taken an abbreviated version of this, condensed version, yes.
I'd like to offer that this item will be covered in the next item in terms of actions that occurred.
Even better. All right, item five, the presentation and discussion on the final TEP. Staff report, please.
Thank you, Chair Green. We are very pleased to present to you today the final draft of the Transportation Expenditure Plan for your action. In doing so, I would like to provide a brief recap on the multitude of steps that have taken us to today, hone in on the actions that have occurred since your last meeting, share with you how we've incorporated changes into the Transportation Expenditure Plan, and then submit our recommendation to you for approval of the Transportation Expenditure Plan. Today is truly a defining moment, and today can trigger additional actions throughout the county over the next 11 months that can change the course of mobility here in Alameda County. This has been a culmination of a two-year process that initiated with work on the countywide transportation plan, which is the basis from which this transportation expenditure plan has been derived. There has been broad-based public engagement throughout the entire process, including in multiple languages, in every single area of the county, and over 40 public meetings have been held to address and develop this transportation expenditure plan that we are presenting to you today. In developing the transportation expenditure plan, we reviewed the over 300 applications that were submitted as part of the call for projects that also is part of the countywide transportation plan. There was thoughtful consideration of all of those applications submitted in relation to the current investments that this agency is making, with an eye to looking at how do we leverage the investments that the taxpayers are currently making with the opportunity for the investments in this new expenditure plan. And all of the decisions have been focused in on how do we meet the vision and goals that were established for this plan. As a countywide agency, we have a public responsibility to every element in the entire transportation system. We bring to you today a very responsible investment package for this transportation expenditure plan that has extensive public safeguards and taxpayer safeguards, and we believe this plan can garner the two-thirds support at the November ballot. The plan was grounded in the vision that was adopted by this committee as well as the full commission. in the development of a connected and integrated multimodal transportation system that addresses the needs of now as well as the needs of the future. The transportation expenditure plan does not look backwards. However, it does take into account the current daily travel patterns and the current uses of transportation, and it offers an opportunity to shift those patterns to help us to support sustainable community strategies, healthy communities, and overall improved efficiencies in our countywide transportation system. I'd like to recap very quickly some of the steps that we've taken to get here today. As I mentioned, the CWTP, the Countywide Transportation Plan, has been the basis from which we've drawn this transportation expenditure plan. And in the fall, we started in on very distinct successive steps to bring to you requests for your approval and adoption of different programming and policy actions to incorporate into the transportation expenditure plan. And we have acted on those and we have incorporated them into the plan. Since your last meeting on December 1st, there has been tremendous activity. The Community and Technical Advisory Working Group met on December 8th after your meeting and reviewed the third draft of the Transportation Expenditure Plan. That same plan was submitted to the full commission for its consideration at your December 16th board retreat. At that retreat, there were six areas of direction provided to staff, and these are enumerated here. One was to require that the about 15% of the funds for streets and roads fund bicycle and pedestrian elements throughout the county, that there could be an allowance for BART flexibility in using its capital funding for the station modernization and metro mobility project for maintenance or operations, to add some projects in terms of eligibility for the city of Oakland, and to address the funding formulas within a 2 to 5 year time frame, and then to increase the funding for AC Transit to the amount that was requested by the AC Transit Board, which was 17.3% and 4.5% for paratransit funds. This was to come from the TOD discretionary pot. And then finally, for the large projects, to ensure that the most efficient and effective technologies are used in the delivery of those projects. Also, since your December 1st meeting, at which time you chose to develop an ad hoc committee, which was comprised of Mayor Green, Supervisors Haggerty and Miley, and Council Members Henson, Kaplan, and Worthington. There have been three ad hoc meetings that have met since your meeting. The first one was on January 3rd. At that time, the ad hoc committee met with the Community Vision Platform advocates, and at that meeting, there was an alternative recommendation submitted for the transportation expenditure plan by the Community Vision Platform folks. It was submitted during that meeting. No decisions came out of that meeting, and a second meeting was called for continuing discussions. At the second meeting, staff submitted its response to the Community Vision Platform letter that was submitted on January 3rd, and a second alternative transportation expenditure plan was submitted by the Community Vision Platform advocates at that meeting. On January 17th, an ad hoc committee was also held to meet with the Sierra Club and League of Women Voters, and discussions there took place around policy level issues, and staff also responded to each of the items that were included in the letter submitted by the League and the Sierra Club. The outcomes of the ad hoc committee meetings are as shown here, and they included an increase in operations from 17.3% to 18.8% in funding for AC Transit. BART maintenance was included as 0.5% for maintenance for the first time, and that there would be a match required as well as accountability measures for BART and also for AC Transit. The commission's direction for considering BART flexibility in operations and maintenance funds was not advanced from the ad hoc committees. And the student transit pass program was solidified by removing the word pilot and ensuring that successful models that are outcomes of testing different pilots would receive first funds from the transit grant program. The BART to Livermore language in the transportation expenditure plan was modified to include funding by project phases and to ensure that there are alternative analyses conducted as part of that development process. Alameda CTC has been responsive to this input and has incorporated the commission and ad hoc outcomes by increasing the funding for AC Transit to 18.8%. For the first time offering BART the opportunity of funding for maintenance, changing the BART to Livermore language, providing eligibility for Oakland projects, securing and providing certainty for the Student Transit Pass program, showing that small transit operators can receive ADA funds in the measure, and clarify the universal application for complete streets throughout the funding document, as well as providing a 15% requirement for local streets and roads that go to bicycle and pedestrian elements. Every single contract that will be done with this agency, if this measure approves, will include performance and accountability measures. These items have been incorporated into the final draft of the transportation expenditure plan that was mailed out to you last week. The final draft represents the $7.7 billion 30-year plan. It's a plan that has a one-time opportunity by legislative approval to be able to go before voters for this opportunity to increase the existing sales tax measure. Extensive accountability measures are included, and safe taxpayer safeguards are included in the plan. We solidified these in the implementation guidelines, so at a glance you can quickly see what these are in the plan. For illustrative purposes, I'm including this slide to start off the discussion about the six separate categories that are included in the transportation expenditure plan. This is to show that if the expenditure plan is passed in November 2012, the very first year of funding will show new funding coming into technology and innovation, funding for freight investments, a doubling of the bicycle and pedestrian funds, funds for local streets and roads going from $24 to $46 million per year throughout the county. Transit and paratransit funding combined would go from $34 million per year to $72 million per year in 2013, if this is a pass. That is more than 100% doubling those investments. Overall, 78% of the measure comes from transit funding and funding for streets and roads. These are reflective of the high priorities that we heard through the outreach and also through the polling. Very quickly, I'm going to go through the different categories. Transit, public transit represents 48%. It's inclusive of transit and paratransit, that represents 34% for operations. The student pass program is included explicitly in the transportation expenditure plan for funding models that are successful. And the plan also continues to invest in capital investments in all modes of transit, including bus, rail, and BART. What has changed since we originally submitted funding recommendations since October is a dramatic increase in the amount of funding for transit. It went from 18.5% to 24% for operations. AC Transit is the largest beneficiary of this, with increases from 16 to 18.8%. That is just from your December meetings. That is a significant increase. Paratransit has increased from 9 to 10%, addressing our needs to fund transportation for our seniors and disabled, and the student transit pass has been secured. For illustrative purposes, again, this shows a single year for all the transit operators for funding. BART, you can see for operations, is included in this. I also wanted to show when we cast our look forward to 2042, through which this plan goes, you can see that AC Transit goes from $19 million currently to $40 million if the measure passes, and then ultimately to $60 million per year in escalated dollars by the beginning of 2023 when the full cent kicks in. For local streets and roads, it's the second largest funding amount. It's in support of the core transportation system where most of our travelers move on. There's a county level pot that allows at the county level to address multi-jurisdictional corridors, but the largest investment is going directly to the local cities and the county for funding. We have seen changes and increases in this funding pot as well, from 18% to 20% since we originally submitted a recommendation in October. And the 15%, as I've mentioned, has been secured for bicycle and pedestrian elements as part of the streets and roads funding. There is funding for every single highway corridor in the county, which is essential to move our goods, to move people every day in traveling to their work and for other essential needs. All corridors are receiving funding, and we have a specific freight category, which is new in this plan, to support freight movement. Bicycle and pedestrian has remained the same from the last plan that you saw. It has three categories. The first is capital to complete trails. The second is directly to cities, and the third is a grant program. Historically, this grant program has funded things such as safe routes to schools, walking programs, and bicycle education types of programs. The last category is for sustainable community strategies, that's supportive of sustainable community strategies, as well as looking forward to make sure that we have funds to address technological advances. Additional changes that have occurred in the plan include reflections of corrections from local jurisdictions. We have also reduced the administrative cap from 5 to 4% and directly allocated that 1% to AC Transit. Community-based transportation plans are eligible. Bicycle and pedestrian master plan implementation is incorporated into the plan. We have mitigation of freight noise so that quiet zones can be funded through this, transportation demand management, parking and pricing, and then the reassessment of all funding formulas within the first 5 years of the plans. And finally, we have incorporated that the most efficient and effective technology will be used on our projects. What does this do for the county? It provides a significant amount of funding for Fix It First. About 70% of the funds in this transportation expenditure plan are dedicated to maintaining and operating what we currently have. It provides funding for sustainable community strategies and greenhouse gas reductions. About 60% of the funds go to support sustainable community strategies implementation. In the countywide transportation plan, the evaluation analyses from that plan, we saw that there was a reduction in 24 to 25% per capita greenhouse gas emissions. And the countywide transportation plan and the transportation expenditure plan will be aligned in the final countywide plan. There are TOD, PDA, capital investments, and major bike, pedestrian, and transit improvements that again support SCS and GHG reduction. There are unprecedented transit investments in this plan. The amount of funding for AC Transit is unprecedented, and BART, for the first time, is getting maintenance funds. We have a student transit pass program here that has never been funded by this sales tax. There are critical investments in road, highway, and freight improvements, and all of this is being done with geographic equity written into the plan and all of the funding allocations that you will be making if this plan is approved. For these reasons and more, staff is recommending that you approve the Alameda County $7.7 billion 2012 Transportation Expenditure Plan. The TEP offers an extraordinary funding opportunity in an environment where there is nothing of the same magnitude that we can foresee. The TEP is a catalyst for change and transition into this 21st century while we are still at the beginning of that century. The TEP is an anchor, and this has been our experience in the current measure, in the previous measure, that when you have an expenditure plan of this magnitude, you will surely attract and more than double the investment that is here today. The transportation expenditure plan is a solid, balanced, and forward-looking plan that has extensive accountability measures written throughout. The 2012 transportation expenditure plan will support jobs, mobility, and investments for communities throughout the county. Today, we seek your approval and your recommendation to the full commission at its meeting later today. Then we will, if approved, go to the city councils and board of supervisors to seek a majority of the cities representing a majority of the population. We have meetings, the first meeting scheduled for city councils in the city of Fremont on February 7th. Thereafter, all the other ones are scheduled at this time. We will do additional polling in April and May to help refine the language in the ballot, and we will come back for Alameda CTC adoption of the final plan in May, and at that point, ask for your recommendation to bring it forward to the Board of Supervisors for their action to place it on the ballot in June 2012. And with that, I open it to questions.
That could be even better. So that's the opening overture. That's right. Now, we do have over 30 speakers. And again, for the speakers, the ones who've been in front of me before, you're going to get your customary 90 seconds. It's 90 seconds. And again, it won't be 95, it won't be 98, it'll be 90. So when it gets to 90, I'll be saying the next speaker is. So it's just the way life is in the big city. You have 90 seconds. That's right. We are in the big city. Now, again, we're not making motions here from one of my peers. If anybody have any questions, again, of the 13 members here that are actually on the committee, you want to go out to the comments first, or do you want to do your theatrical parts now? Thank you. We'll go straight to the audience. And the first three speakers in order are, and I want you to line up, where's the microphone now? They're hard so they know where it's at. Over there, thank you. That would be your microphone area. The first three speakers are in order: Adrian Colbert, Gabby Miller, and Betty Wharton.
Are you going to tell us anything inspiring for you yesterday?
I just need an inspiring speaker up in front of me. Adrian Colbert. Oh, over there. Well, that's later. That's later. I see Gabby getting the on-deck circle. That's good. Is there no Adrian? All right, we'll go. And Gabby, Betty, and then Neil Sinclair hitting third. Okay, Gabby, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to take less than 90 seconds. All I am here to say is that I am hoping that this subcommittee or the steering committee will recommend to the full commission that all of the funds that were mentioned in Jess's report, that the funds for the bus and service and maintenance, as well as the bus pass, are really secured, and that something will not come up that except in this case. So I would like that kind of assurance. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Betty Wharton, Neil Sinclair, and Dennis Caputo.
Good afternoon. My name's Betty Wharton, and I'm with Genesis as well, with Gabby. And we supported the 2000 Measure B, and we want to do it again. But we have a few problems with the language in the bill on the bus pass, because we really want to make sure that it lasts longer than 3 years. I'm sure you're aware that Portland just recently lost their bus pass for youth, and it was because it was defunded. They got it for half a year, and then they pulled the money. So we want to make sure that that this bus pass has a real chance to create new transit riders and get kids to school. The most important thing that we have to do is get our children educated. So, thank you.
Thank you. Neil Sinclair, Dennis Caputo, and Doyle Williams.
Neil Sinclair, I'm chairman of the board of Cybertrend International. I was glad to see that there was some emphasis placed on the alternatives analysis in looking at the Barcher Livermore project. We're certainly satisfied with what's been presented here, and some focus on technology.